So, I'm not a Bucking Irvin, Bechlal. I only tried struggling through this Tosfos in the same way you guys all did, and I'll do my best to present what I think Tosfos is saying. We'll give a little bit of background in terms of what I think is true. If I make any obvious mistakes, please correct me. If I don't make mistakes that you catch, but you find out afterwards, please correct me afterwards. And also, if anything I say isn't clear, please ask me to clarify. Okay, so let's first talk about our sugya itself, meaning the Gemara. We'll look at Rashi, then we'll turn towards Tosfos, okay, because we have to just stay at the background. So the Gemara is in the middle of telling us that there's a whole slew of things which a house, which is less than 4 amos by 4 amos, is not able to do or doesn't count as. So one of those things at the top of Gimel Beis is v'ein osno so iber bein shtei yeros. Right? You're not able to make this less than 4x4 structure into an ibor, right, which generally, like by pregnancy, means something that's added onto this little something that's sticking out of the woman's belly. So there's some added connection, one would think, maybe, between two cities. So we'll clarify more what that is in a moment. Let's jump to later on how the Gemara gives an analysis of this, right? The Gemara later on explains, we're like 20 more lines into the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, "V'ein osno so irvein shtei yiros." So now we clarify what this price had meant. Dafilu keborganin lo mashvinon le, that we don't even consider it like borganin. What are borganin? It's actually quite a dispute as to what they actually are, and in different contexts sometimes it means different things. But as Rashi tells us over here, they were these like little tent-like things, these little huts that people that were hunting would often use to sleep in for, like, you know, that night. It was like a little makeshift structure that they would live in. So we don't even consider something that's less than 4x4 like a borganin. So we say, my time, why not? Borganin, chazul mosahu, borganin are still fit for their actual purpose, their intended purpose. But high, low, chazul mil say, but this less than 4x4 structure is not a bias at all. A bias, to be defined as a bias, has to be something which is able to be lived in constantly, as Rashi tells us. But this, nobody lives in something that's less than 4x4 constantly, consistently for a long period of time. Okay, great. So that's what the Gemara actually tells us about this. We'll have to clarify a little bit more now. So let's look at Rashi up on top, right? What is Ein Osno So Iber Bein Shtei Yaros? I'm reading the top Rashi on the Amud. I'm just starting right now. Come, you can join if you like. I'm about to turn to Tosfos. First, we're just reading the Gemara and Rashi, and then we're going to turn to that. So the Ein Osno So Iber Bein Shtei Yaros. So it's not Mesechus Eirvin. So we teach a mission in Mesechus Eirvin, and then Zayin Amalaf. Nosin Karfeif L'Shtei Yaros. No, actually, maybe at this point, I'll pause for a second, and let's give a little bit of background. Okay, so now the Gemara in Eirvin, well, the Mishnah first in Eirvin, brings a machlokas over this idea of karfeif. First, let's introduce what a karfeif is. So, you have a city that is walled. You're allowed to carry within the city, but we're not focused about carrying them right now. We're talking about walking distance, right? So you're allowed to walk anywhere within the city, and that all area counts as your makom shvisa, where you're staying in terms of your tchum. If you leave the city's walls, generally speaking, before talking about a karfeif, once you leave the city's walls, there's the idea of tchum on Shabbos. If you walk beyond 2,000 amos, you violate this idea of tchum. So, by a city, yeah.
Only a walled city?
Not only a walled city, I'm just talking about a walled city for the time being. We'll get to non-walled cities soon. Okay, so you leave the wall of the city, and you go out beyond 2,000 amos. Now, you've left your makom shvisa as if you were in the wilderness and you had one place where you were staying. So now that city was a very large one place where you were staying. You have the ability to walk up to a distance of 2,000 amos. Once you leave that 2,000 amos, then again, you've violated that prohibition. Now, there's this idea of a karfeif, which is a little bit of an extra area surrounding the Gemara and Erevin right there on that Mishnah. It gives us a source for it. But it's a little bit of an additional area beyond the city area itself, which one is allowed to carry unto. And what we'll refer to as 70 plus. Okay, 70 plus amos. Beyond the actual city, however big the city is, it could be a huge metropolis, it could be a small walled city, but beyond that one, it doesn't really matter. You have 70 plus amos, and then once you go beyond those 70 plus amos, then you've begun your tchum. You have those 2,000 amos to go beyond that 70. Okay, so now, where does the idea of karfeif apply? If you look in the top left corner of the sheet I gave out, that's where I was giving the background. So now, where does the karfeif apply? That's the machlokas we find in the Mishnah between the Chamim and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, even a single city has a karfeif. Meaning to say, you have one city, it doesn't matter about whether there are any other cities in the entire world, we don't care. From that city, you have this 70 plus little karfeif beyond the city's actual limits, and that's what's considered the real city limits where we begin your tchum of 2,000 amos. The Chum argue on Rabbi Meir, and it's not clear what the Chum hold. The Chum say only once there are two cities, not just one, is the idea of karfeif going to come into play. So now, what does that mean, right? The Chachamim aren't clear. There's a machlokas in the Gemara as to what does that mean. They obviously say one city doesn't have, but do two have? So, what happens when there are two cities? Rav Huna in the Gemara there says that each city has its own karfif, meaning this own 70-plus area. So if you have a city over here, city A, and far away from it you have city B over here, so each one of those cities has a karfif of 70-plus amos. So let's say they were only 100 amos apart from each other. You could walk from one city to the other city without it being any violation of tchum, and your tchum not even starting, because that 100 amos would be over-encompassed between the 70-plus from this one. The 70-plus from this one would overlap, and you can walk fine between them too. That's where Rav Huna holds. Each city has its own karfif. Once there are two cities. If there's only one city, there's no idea of karfif according to the Chum. We're asked Rav Chia, or I don't know, the Gemara calls him Chia Barav, but I'm going to keep by action calling him Rav Chia Barav. He might not have had official semicha, but clearly he was great enough to argue on Rav Huna, so we take him seriously. So Chia Barav argues, and he says, no, the Chum are only talking about two cities, yes, that much is clear. But when there are two cities, it's not that either city gets its own karfif, but rather, there's one joint karfif between the two of them. Meaning, they can't be, if they're 100 amos apart, you can't walk from one to the other one without starting your tchum. If you are in city A, and you walk beyond the 70 amos of the karfif, you start your 2,000 amos, and that's, including then in the next 30 to the next city, that's already counting your tchum. So he says, once there are two cities, then there's one karfif created between them. So if there's a distance of only 70 between them, then the two cities are connected. Okay? You guys with me? That's machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, with two ways of understanding the chum. Rabbi Meir says, only every single city, as it is, has a karfif. And then within the Chachamim, you need two cities. But then what happens when there are two cities? Does each city get its own karfif? Or do, together, the two cities get one karfif? Is the machlokas between Rav Huna and Chia Barav. At this point, I think we're ready to see Tosos. The other Gemaras that come up in Tosos will allude to and clarify when Tosos alludes to them. Okay? Tosos starts off. Tema. Hai bias mai avite. When we're talking about this little bias thing, right, that if it was 4x4 amos, it would make an iber between two cities. If it's not 4x4 amos, as the Bryce is talking about, it does not make an iber between two cities. What are we talking about? Lirv Meir to Amar Parakates and Ma'arvin. To Rav Meir, from that mission we quoted from Nenzayan in Erevin, Nostin Karfev, Lazu, Karfev Lazu, right, that if there's two cities, you give each one of them its own Karfev, because even if there was one city, that one city would get a Karfev. Below bias, Kach Hu. Without a house, it's also able to do this. V'chein l'rabbanan aliba d'Rav Huna d'b'gemar. And also, according to the Rabbanan, according to the first opinion, the opinion of Rav Huna, who says that either city, once there's two, get their own karfif. U'l'chia b'arav, and according to the second opinion, and according to Rav'chia b'arav, the second opinion of the Gemara, d'amar karfif ech l'shtein, who says that, no, only once there's two of them, they get a joint karfif between them. Also, karfif eino tzarech bias. That karfif does not mean any bias. Let's back up. Try to get the bird's eye view of what Tosfos is doing and then reread it and understand it. I mean, we won't actually go back through it, but then you guys can plug in what Tosfos is doing here. Tosfos has a question. This house that the Gemara is alluding to, trying to make an Iber between two cities, had it had 4x4, it would have made it the Iber. Without the 4x4, it won't make the Iber. What's it trying to do exactly? What's it trying to do? So Tosfos is going to basically take it two ways, what I called 1A and 1B. 1A, he's going to say, clearly can't be right. And 1B, then, is going to be the way he's going to keep working and having to keep on shifting as he goes through. Good just to keep us focused. Okay? So Tosfos first implies and then rejects implicitly the idea that maybe it's necessary to enable the idea of karfif to work at all. Meaning to say that without a little 4x4 structure beyond a city, then there's no idea of a karfif created. According to Rabbi Meir, when it's only one city. According to the Chachamim, whichever way you took it, take it, two cities. But there needs to be this little structure in order to, for that 70 amo plus area to be created. So Joseph entertains, but then quickly gets rid of, the idea that maybe this bias is serving that purpose. It's enabling the city to have that additional space. And he says that's not true, because the low bias kachi, according to a mayor, you don't need that. Every karfif is already created without having that little structure beyond the city's limits. According to a mayor, for sure, even with one city. According to Chia Barav, each city gets its own without any bias in between them. And even according to Chia Barav, according to Chia Barav, who says that the two cities join together with this one, he says that as long as they're within 70 amos of each other. It's not like you need 70 amos and then a little house and then the city in order for it to work. So what's the deal? What is this bias trying to accomplish? So don't tell me it's there to create a concept of carpe at all, as I called 1A, because that doesn't work out. By the way, as I noted there, the sixth, in my counting, whatever, I'll just call it one here, right? One answer given to this question tells us, what is this bias trying to accomplish? Mentioned by the Me'iri, in the name of the Gedolei HaRabbanim, is this approach. That to say that this bias is there to enable the idea of a karfeit bechlal, to enable it to happen at all, which the Me'iri quickly rejects, and Tosos too is rejecting, but the Gedolei HaRabbanim, which the Me'iri normally means by Rashi, but I don't see it in our Rashi here, is saying this idea, that it's to enable a karfeit at all. But Tosos rejects it. So rather, what must it be doing? Not to, yeah. Why does Tosos reject this? Because from these opinions, it really seems like in that Gemara there, no one mentions any need for there to be a karfeit, for there to be this little structure 4x4 in order to create a karfeit. That's like non-existent. Nobody, like, and it's assumed halacha also, like nobody's willing to take this seriously. Apparently, in Achanavi. Maybe he thought the fact that there was utter silence, maybe there's better proofs against it also, which I'm not aware of, but I think it's just from the sheer silence. No one ever talked about this need to have this little bias in order to have the karfeit work, and we use the karfeit concept pretty often. Okay? So Tosos walks away from that approach. So instead, let's say, maybe to answer Tosos' question, that rather the point of this Gemara, this little bias, if it was 4x4, would be trying to accomplish something else. That's to say that when there's two cities, but there's a little bit of space between them, right? I talked about 100 almost before between the two cities. But let's say it's 141 between them, right? Or 142, let's make it just simple. There's 142 between them, okay? So now 70 and 70 plus plus will get you maybe to 141 to connect the gap between the two cities. But will it create enough space to close that gap when it's 142? No. And as soon as you get beyond the karfif of one city, therefore, you have it to start your tchum. So let's say I built a bias there, a little 4x4 house over that one ama area. Would that over-encompass now that 142? Because it will basically bridge the gap by removing that empty space. Now that there's a bias there, let me just finish the sentence, and then I'll take your question, Yosef. So would it be able to bridge that gap? So that's what Tosus is going to say. Maybe that's what this house is coming to accomplish, that it's there to remove a distance which is in between the two larger distances which would have been covered by the karfeif. But this house is there to close that gap between the two karfeifios and combine. Go for it.
Is there enough for me to between, let's say the two karfeifios are connected, mm-hmm. versus they're separated, but since they're so close, the tchum goes to the next city.
It doesn't. What would happen was that as soon as you get beyond karfeif one, if it's not connected to another karfeif, you start your tchum.
Yeah,
so you walk. So you walk 70, not only that little distance. You walk 70.
That's what's the problem.
I think so. What do you mean, what's the problem? Meaning, in terms of knowing, have you connected the two cities adequately? The answer is no, you haven't. You've already started walking in your tchum, as opposed to you're not in the tchum yet. Your tchum can even, meaning, if you go through the city,
the
city counts
right,
as one area, but if you walk through the end of the city and you walk out the other side, are you at 71 or are you at 1?
Yeah.
Right, 0, right, exactly.
Yeah,
okay, good. So this is the approach Joseph is going to end up having to bolster and push up, but here's what he's starting off with. Okay, so Dozer says that
according to Chia, it would be the same if the distance is more than 70.
Yes, exactly. According to Chia, it would be when it's 70 between them or 71 between them, whatever, 72. I'll just keep it simple.
The house would extend.
Would it be exactly that one little tefa of that one little ama to extend the karfif into the next city? If that's what we're going to say, that this is what the purpose of this little bias would be doing if it were only 4x4. Let's keep reading, guys. Okay, so, and if it's what I'm going to call it, just 142, Bein Shtei Iyaros, between these two cities, to who Shir Shnei Karfifios, then it's that's the amount of two Karfifios, Shachshav and Starif Baizel and Tzarfon, then now this house would be working to combine these two different Karfifios. The Kishiesh Bo Dalid Chashiv Lemaid HaAvir LeTzarfon, because once it has 4x4, it would be significant enough that it's able to pretend that distance between those two karfifios is non-existent because it over-encompasses them and connects the two. V'i les be arba amos lo chashiv, and that's what our Gemara is saying. If it doesn't have 4x4, then it doesn't count. V'havik command less, it's as if it's not there at all. V'ein ayaros mischabros bein l'rav huna bein l'chiyah barav. That's what Ellie's point was. Whether it's 142 or whether we're talking about 71, it doesn't really matter. Whichever opinion, the two karfifios would not be connected. Or whatever, the two cities, I should say, would not be connected. Yeah. Go for it.
We have a concept like the idea that you put a house in the middle and then it like makes it longer, doesn't count as space in the karfel. How come by Rapuna it has to be that it's right in the middle? Why can't you just put that house anywhere and then I'll extend the karfel so the karfel is touching each other?
You're saying that it would like be on the starting end, not at the ending end of one of the cities. So I think the way to understand it is because what it does is not that it doesn't take up Karfif, it's that it can remove space.
What about the point of fee?
He's also saying it removes space.
Where would he put it?
At the end of the 70.
Like touching his hat, touching
think
so.
And it deletes
if
that distance.
Street,
I think so. I mean, I think what it does is it's as if it takes space, which would be counted as tchum, and makes it as if it's not there because now you're not in the tchum, you're in a house. Right? When you walk around your house, the same way a city is viewed as not being your tchum yet, because that's your makum shvisa. So once you leave your house, you'd have 2,000 amos. Once you leave your city, your house was, I'm talking about in a wilderness, right? So, or once you leave the city, then you have 2,000 amos. So similarly, this house will count as non-tchum space. So if it's in the middle of the karfif, it doesn't help. It doesn't like make the karfif longer. But if it's at the end of the karfif, then it will cover it. So you're right, though. Maybe it could have been at the beginning of the city, and then 70, and then 70. But I think just simplicity, it's in between the two. Yeah, go for it. Yes. Basically, you're right. It would be the same thing. So meaning it would still start from there and would extend. It would basically remove that distance. And it would be starting the city from there. It is. No, meaning it would make... Right, so maybe that's why it's simpler to put it in the middle there. You're right. So maybe that's why we're going with that case. Let's try to keep going a little bit more. Okay, so let's get to Tosos' point. He still is going to have his question. Even if you go with this approach, though, he's going to have a problem. M. Kane, Malo Lahazkir Shtei Iyaros. If that were the truth, now Tosos' question is... Right, remember, Tosos' real question is why... What is this bias trying to do? He had two different ways of taking it. One of them clearly doesn't work. This way, he's going to try to keep working, but he has a question on this approach. Okay, that's what it's important to remember. So now he says, what's it going to be accomplishing? Emkein malu lahazkir shtei iaros. Why would the Brisa have to say that there's two iaros that it's connecting? Havali lemeimar ve'ein osno so iberli ir achas kevan she'ein bo dalet amos. That, just talk about one city. It's not able to create an extension to a city, sort of like Benny's point. It's too small to make the city's karfif itself go further. And now, hold on one second, we're going to bring it into the different opinions in the Gemara. So, it's not able to make the single city karfif go further. So, let's see. De'i have a bodalit amos v'koy l'toch shivim ama v'shiyorim. Because if it were to have 4 amos by 4 amos, and it was within the 70 amos, not exactly Alex's point about saying, oh, that should just add a little bit of space to the karfif, but should actually do a lot more. Have a mis'aber ima ir limdod min habayis. That we would start counting the tchum only from the bias and onwards. And that's where we're going to quote this Gemara. Now let's read a little bit further, and we'll see in a second.
The tchum, or you're making a new karfif?
It's going to be the, I think it would be the karfif would start from there. The karfif would start from there, we'll see in 1 second.
And then ask questions as applies.
Why?
Karfif starts where? From the house?
I think that's what we're going to see in a second.
So why can't you put the house anywhere? Why is it be exactly in the middle? Without the question of anything, you'd say the karfif doesn't change when the tchum changes.
At least the tchum, and I think it's the karfif too. I could be wrong.
So how would you answer Alex's question? Right, that you could just put it 30 hours away from the one there. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fine. So maybe let's assume that. I want to think about it more and process it. But fine. So let's just assume that it's starting enabling the tchum. Okay. So let's see. Deshelir achas yichon lazos borgen and lachas mevalkom sheir to. Because after all, when you have one city and you're going out from into its karfif, right? So you've got the 70 amos, and then you put this little borgen in, these what the Gemara alludes to, these 4x4 structures, but that weren't meant to permanently live in, because they were like these like little hut things. They were like little teepees, and that people would only live in them part-time as they were hunting. They were very temporary. Yet, we use those to enable you to lengthen your tchum. Kida amrinon, as we say, beperek osin pasin, earlier in Erevin, achaf alef amnalef. The Gemara is telling us, asisu mi barnish, levei knishta ledaniel, to have a tlasa parsi, amai smich to aborgenet. So the Gemara there had asked a question on, I forgot the exact name, so it was a long name, so then the Gemara is referring to who it was. And he says, how could you go and walk out from your place to the shul of Daniel, which apparently they knew where it was, right? Daniel was in Babel. So they knew where Daniel had used to daven, and that they would walk from their town to Daniel's shul on Shabbos, even though it was beyond the tchum. How can you rely on Borgenin? Ha'avua de'imech amar ein Borgenin be'Bavel. But your grandfather had said that we don't use Borgenins in Bavel. So he explained, Nafik achvile mi tavsa de'mivlon b'shivim ama v'shirayim. So he pointed him. You see, when your Rebbe is making a mistake, you gently point it out. You know, he didn't say, what are you talking about? I'm not making a mistake. I'm doing the right thing. So instead, he pointed to these ruins, as Rashi explains there, that were inside of the 70 from leaving the city's distance, which were 4x4 structures, these old houses, which nobody lived in now, but had the status of a house. And by having a 4x4 structure within the 70, then that would enable it to restart. I wasn't sure, again, whether it's to restart the 70 then, and then you start the Tchum, or whether just starting the Tchum again. Maybe Alec is right about that. I'll grant that. So maybe just starting even the Tchum. But the point is, it enables you to keep walking further and further, and that's how they were able to successfully make it to the Shul of Daniel, even though they hadn't been within 2,000 amos in total. Okay? So that was how that worked. So what's Tosus's question? Again, to restate, Tosus wants to know, what's this bias attempting to accomplish? Don't tell me it's to enable the idea of a Karfif at all, because then I don't need a bias for it. A Karfif exists regardless of whether or not there's any little house outside of the city. Each one of the opinions according to their own. So rather, what must it be doing? It's there to connect two cities, which have some space in between them, which this little bias, had it been Dalet by Dalet, would over-encompass that empty space and delete it, versus if it wasn't Dalet by Dalet, it's unable to, which is the point of our Gemara. If that's really so, why are we talking about two EROs? Talk about one ear and say it's able to extend it. After all, we know if a bias is Dalet by Dalet and it was within the Karfif of the city, or even if it was beyond the 70, but it's after the 70, right touching the 70, and then you would be able to re-extend the Tchum again and again and again, as we see from the Borgen and Gemara and Chaf Aleph. So then, just talk about one city. If it's 4x4, it's able to extend the city repeatedly, just use these little structures to get as far as you want. If it's not able to, so then what are we talking about, right? So why are we saying that it has two cities? What was the need to mention two cities within this approach? So now, indeed, answer number one of the Tosos is V'amar Rashbam, D'garsin ha'acha, V'enos, and Ibr la'ir. You're right. It's such a good question that we admit the premise, right? We say that the premise is correct, and we're gonna back down. We concede the question. And what do? We say, change the girsa. Make it that we don't make an extension to a city, a single city. V'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi's mashma this way as well. D'garsin ha'vein osin oso, chibr la'ir. We don't make it as an attachment to a city. It can't add on to a city to enable the Tchum to start from there, and that way you successfully keep on restarting the Tchum. Okay? So at this point, basically, Tosos backs down. The question is so good that we just change the girsa. And you know what? There's mashmos for that based off of Yerushalmi's girsa. And that's one way to answer the question. Okay? We understand that? Good. So now here's a second way to answer the question. Not willing to change the girsa. Rabbeinu Tam mekayim girsa so far. Rabbeinu Tam keeps our girsa. So we're going to have to do the question. Why? What is this trying to accomplish? And if it's trying to accomplish deletion of space between two karfafios, why do we need to mention two cities? Just mention one. So Rabbeinu Tam says the following: we don't give this house itself the status of an iber between two cities. Meaning what? To the rabbanon liir achas b'fnei atzma ein la karfif. That to the rabbis, right? To the rabbanon, a single city does not have a karfif, right? As we said, kedam rinan in nun zayin amalaf. There lo amru karfif elabein shtei yaros. Right? Whether you hold like chia by rab or like Rav Huna, we still need there to be two cities. So, what count as two cities, you might ask? Do I need two places, two metropolises where tons and tons of people live? Or even if it's one city and one 4x4 house, which let's say somebody lives in, or even if they don't, does that count as a second city in terms of the Rabbanan's din that you need there to be two cities in order to create the concept of Karfalfios, each one of the two Amoram to their own Shita? And if only this little house were to have a 4x4 area, then it would indeed have the status of a city in order to join with that other city by bringing in the creation of the concept of Iyaros, the concept of Karfafios. And that would be, according to Rav Huna, that now either the house as well as the bias each have their own karfif, so they would have 140 distance between them, or or that they would share one. But you need that second little house, besides for the city, to create the concept of karfafios. So that's how Tosus would be explaining this gear. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam is coming to say. Now he clarifies a support for this. Because you can say that the Rabbanan specifically needed two full cities. Why? It has to be that it's the same din as two cities when you have only one city and one house. Why? Before he explains why. Now he first clarifies, parenthetically, why did they say two cities then instead of saying a city and a house? Well, that was because Rameir refers to two cities, because one city creates one karfif, two cities create two karfifs, and etc., etc., etc. So they say, no, one city doesn't do it, but rather two cities is what's going to first incorporate the idea of karfafios. But what they really mean is two places, one city, and one house. Now he's going to prove why you have to say that this is true, that it's lav dafka two cities, and even one house and one city. To halachia barav, that according to Achia barav, to amar karfev ech lishteyen, that he says that a karfev, one karfev is created between the two cities. Al karchach lo nakti rabbanan shtei yeros dafka. The rabbis couldn't have meant two cities specifically. Why? To who had an irvise? It still has to be one, a city and a house. Why? To al yedei borgenin hamuvlam, bezoch shivim ama vishyirayim holeich, kenimucha berek osin pasin. What's his proof? Because Chia bar Rav does not argue on the Gemara in Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. That Gemara in Chof Aleph Amud Aleph tells us that you can extend the Tuchum beyond the Karfef of a single city. How so? Using these little 4x4 structures, these Borgonins. Wait a second. How do you do that? You shouldn't be able to have any Karfef, according to Chia bar Rav, when there's only one city. But since there's one city plus this Borgonin structure, that will create a 70 karfev, which this one is within the 70, and now that works, and now you can go beyond that and keep on adding more and more cities to create karfevs to keep on going till Daniel.
That's the gambling proof.
That's going to be his proof that it's lav dafka, right? Shtei Yeros is lav dafka, although we're going to have to temper what we mean by lav dafka in a moment. Hopefully, we'll have time to finish it. Okay, so Duhua didn't hear of a bias because he proves that Chia bar Rav is going to be holding of that Gemara over there.
Have to agree with this proof doesn't work with Rav Huna.
Right, because Rav Huna would have said, no, Rav Huna also is going to need two cities in order for there to be a concept of karfev, right? Within the Chum still need there to be two cities.
Yeah.
She writes also within Rav Huna, but the reason why he's talking to Chia bar Rav, we're about to see why he's only speaking within Chia bar Rav. Umihu, now Tosus has to temper this Chiddush that he just said. That basically Tosus right now is saying that even a little 4x4 structure, less than 4x4 is Argamar's point, it doesn't count. But when it's 4x4 plus a city, that's enough to count as two cities for the Chum to create the concept of karfevios. Chia bar Rav and Rav Huna each respectively for what they each hold. Umihu ein nira sheyachashi bias ki'ir legamri. It can mean though, it just doesn't make sense for it to mean that it's fully like an ear, this little 4x4 structure. Litin karfev lebayis echad b'fnei atzmon le'mayor. For a mayor's opinion to say that each one of them, the city and the little house, each give their own karfev, and for Rav Huna, and when there's two houses in total, right? One house, you know, we're out in, you know, who knows where, and we've got one house, we've got another house quite a distance away, that each one of them gets a karfev just because their houses. No, they don't really count as cities. Not in terms of a mayor's din that each one of them is able to provide his own karfev, and also not for Rav Huna's din, which is that they each provide their own karfev as long as there's two of them when they're each a bias. He says that's not true. My chiddush is only that when one ear is already there, that this bias can count as the second ear in order to now create the concept of karfevios, each one for their own opinion. V'afal pisha l'chia barav, alibid rabbanan have a bias ki'ir legamri, shenosin l'shnei batzim below ear karfev echel ishtehen. And even though chia barav does equate them fully to an ear, because for him, two houses obviously won't work because there's no ear at all. But this little house and one ear is going to count, according to him, as the same thing as two ears. That at that point, it's able to join together as if it was its own ear and create a karfev. So Chia bar Rav is essentially treating it as a full city. And now he's going to point out, sorry, you're right, I jumped the gun. He's about to now point out, and even according to Chia bar Rav, the reason why it's legamri to him is that even if it was two houses, to ilavachi, because if this were not so, that they weren't count as an ear fully, ear she'ein lachoma, getting back to Yosef's initial point, even a city without a wall then, right, which has nothing combining all the houses together now, each one of them should be its own makom shvisa. So b'may yischab rabatin lechashiv achas. With what would these houses be combined to count as one makom? They don't have a city wall surrounding them to make it like one house, but rather, they have nothing. What's combining them? If not for the fact that we use the concept of karfifios, according to Chia bar Rav, right? According to Chia bar Rav, why am I allowed to walk from my friend's house to my next friend's house to my next friend's house, and it doesn't count as my tchum yet? It's only my tchum once I get beyond the city limits, even when there's no wall. Why is that true? Shouldn't I, the second I leave my house, I'm starting my tchum. I go into my friend's house, get in the house, it's not a problem, but my next house, I'm already continuing my tchum to continue my tchum. Why is that not true? So the reason why it's not true is because of karfifios. Each one of the little houses counts as its own ear. Legamri, according to Chia bar Rav. Because otherwise this wouldn't make any sense. Because I have a house and you have a house. Neither one of them is a city. And yet they're within 70 amos of each other. Right? They have one joint 70 amos. But they're within 70 amos of each other. We're not only that far apart. So then, how come my tchum doesn't start when I go from my house to Yosef's house? The reason is because the karfif connects us, and only once we get beyond the city limits now is when the 2,000 amos will start.
That's far
apart. And let me just finish off the last line. So the last line is, de'ein sfar al-hatrach shegiyaz ulazu. Because it doesn't make any sense to say that Chiyav Arav thinks the only time you're allowed to carry in an unwalled city, not carry, I'm sorry, that was wrong thing. The only reason why your tchum doesn't start in an unwalled city is only talking about an unwalled city where every house is an attached house. They're all literally one house. Because that's ridiculous. Come on, every house has to be together. What kind of city would that? Maybe you could have a block that way. You can have a city that way, right? Everyone's house is the same thing. So rather, it must be that he's using karfifios, and therefore, according to Chiyav Arav, they are legamri. Even if it's two houses, they are legamri like an ear, that two houses are able to create a single karfif between them. But to clarify, he's not willing to be so bold as to say, according to your mayor, two single houses would each create their own karfif. Or Rav Huna, that each single house would create its own karfif. Only once there's one ear and then a single house would we say the idea of two karfifios being created. That's what Tosos is saying. So overall, we see two different approaches to Tosos's question. Tosos rejects one of them right out of hand within this other approach of saying that this is there to help establish something about deletion of space between karfifios. Tosos then has two different ways of understanding it. Either he's stuck, basically, because there's no reason why we need to talk about two cities, and he changes the girsa, and then it makes sense that he's able to extend a karfif beyond and beyond and beyond. You only are talking about one city here. Or else, no, we're talking about two cities, and he has a big chiddush according to Reina Tam. And when we say iyaros, we don't mean that you need two cities to have the idea of karfifios, according to the chum. But rather, we mean a ear and a bias. And that's what Tosas is saying. If you note, on the side, I have made reference to Tosas and Aram in there, which is not exactly the same. It's just similar conclusions, but doesn't exactly go through the same exact process. And if anybody would like me to explain my notes on the side, overall, I counted six potential answers to Tosas's initial question. One of them being my own. Two of them being here in Tosas, Rashbam and Rebbeinu Tam. A fourth one, the one we alluded to, the Meiri, in the name of the Gedolei Rabbanim, taking the other approach. And there's also the Re in Tosas and Aravin. And there's also the Ritva, who gives also a simple answer. So between these six answers to Tosos' overall question, we've at least seen two of them inside. If anybody has other questions for the next 5 minutes now, I'm more than happy to try to clarify.
According to this answer, you'd have